Hey.
Hello, my name is Emmanuel.
Hey, what's up? My name is Michael.
And you are listening to The Class Prefect.
Are you ready?
And, you know, I've been told I look manageable. Like, I'm not ugly. Think like a man, act like a Nigerian. Anyway.
Meow, meow, meow.
The Class Prefect.
Sure. That was such a dead end.
It's okay.
All right. Wait. No, because I was shook that we both said at the same time. I was like, what the fuck is happening, nigga?
Hello, people of the world. Greetings and well wishes to you all. This voice might not sound familiar because it's been 70 years, but I guarantee you we are still alive and I'm still here. But anyway, guys, thank you for joining us for this update. This quick update, I can't even call it a full episode, but let's see where we end up. It's not intended to be.
We're trying new things.
But guys, we are back, attempting to once again breathe life into this empty classroom. Actually, not an empty classroom, because people have still been listening, thankfully. But yes, I'm here, and Mikey is here. Well, not here, but we are digitally linked. We're just going to give you a little update.
After you announced my firing last episode...
Who's firing?
The dolls messaged me privately and said, Emmanuel said, don't worry, I have not fired Michael yet. I said, oh, I had to now flee the country for my own well-being and mental health. So if I'm away, you guys, Emmanuel, you have to do it.
That episode was recorded like, I think even last year, if I'm not mistaken. It never came out. But yeah, anyway, as you hear, so there's been a lot of things going on. But shout out to Kelechi for coming on. Shout out to all the people who still see me out. I remember everyone's name. I think Eloise. Yeah, shout out to you who came to say hi at the Jägermeister event and the emails that you guys still send. And just DMs, trying to figure out or find out where we are and everything. So,
tweet,
you know,
Shoma will be like, girl, what's the episode? What the fuck is wrong with you? Shoma, I'll be happy.
Shoma, hello. But yes, we're going to give you an update on everything or some of the things that have been going on. And I'm hoping that we will be able to activate this situation back up. But what's this? There's a flood. Anyway, please let me not get distracted. So anyway, do you want to go first? Yeah, because I think your news is happier than mine. So let's lead with goodness.
This is crazy. So I'll start by saying, hey loves, missed you sluts. Well, I decided to take a trip, a holiday to the US of A. That was the plan, because there was a return ticket and I did have jobs waiting for me back in Lagos. But as I got here, how do I say this?
Where is here?
I'm in LA, guys. I've always wanted to go to LA since I've been like a kid for some reason. I just felt drawn to this place. To be honest with you, Emmanuel can bear witness. Since we've met, I've been shouting every since. I've tried to go like three or four times. Even like back, last time I tried was even like January of this year. And like everything, things were not just wasn't making sense. So eventually, like, you know, shout out to Burner's Money. I was able to gather some funds and I came here for a holiday, 3 weeks. So I kid you not, guys, I posted a reel, my first time doing reel. And the reel had like 171K views and it entered like the LA algorithm. I started getting like followers from here. I gained like 3K followers in the span of like 3 weeks. So literally on my last day to go back to Nigeria, I flew from Lagos to Maryland because my family's in Maryland. And then from Maryland back to LA, longer shot is, I got a job when I was supposed to leave and then I decided to stay. So I decided to extend my stay. So it's the wildest thing I've ever done. It's the biggest risk I've ever taken. I am very scared every single day. I wake up shouting. I feel like this is the most vulnerable I've ever been. No, just I'm being dramatic, but what I mean by that is like, this is the biggest risk I've ever taken. But the thing is, guys, I know I'm about to blow shiggy. Like, I'm about to blow stupid. Like, I can't even tell you the amount. I've seen like three or four big, as in, when I say big celebs, I've seen them. So, I'm not hearing like industry tea. Very small.
My dear, all the gist.
I need NDA, so please. All the people that we've spoken on this podcast, please delete it so that you will not come out here.
Do you know that's what I've been thinking please, about as I was listening?
Because
I've just been
because,
like,
I beg you,
the energy has to change. It's now this, love and light, please. Love and light.
They will find it. They will find the episode.
Trust and believe. Nikki will come and find you.
I feel like honestly, like even as I yesterday, and I'll be very honest with you guys. Just because that I won't sell you bullshit. I'm afraid, like I'm so afraid because I don't know what I'm doing. Like I feel like it's up to yesterday. The thought still just comes to my mind that I'm not going to cross my quota as in above my size. Like I'm going over my head. Like how the fuck did I think I was going to move? Do you understand as in what it means moving here? As in Lagos, I couldn't even move from my own father's house because I couldn't think I could pay the rent per month and per year. Here I'm paying nearly month to month. Like, I feel like what I'm supposed to pay in a year, I'm paying it a month here.
Well,
I want to break that down so you understand what I'm doing here. So it's fucking crazy. I'm meeting people, and it's like this place has a whole different culture in the sense where, like, to be honest, I don't want to bullshit. It's still like Lagos in the sense where. It's who you know, just that anybody you meet, you have to put on a face or some sort of impression, just so that, as in, it's like an audition, just so that if they like you, if they don't like you, then, you know, it's who you know, that's your currency here, not your talent. So, break me down and break me up because my dear, I'm broken. Like, I haven't lied to you. Like, I've gone for so many meetings, I've met so many people, and then you leave the meeting feeling like, oh my God, okay, this one's going to click, you know? And then you go back to your house, but the phone is not ringing. And then since I'm paying rent, October 15th is when the rent is ending. So, my dear, where will my hope come from, you know? And then, like, my mom, I don't always, like, I'm getting closer to my mom right now because, like, she's, like, the biggest supporter because she's just, like, for me to get this job the last day when I was supposed to. That means God's hands in it, you know. So she's just like, listen, if you need anything, let me know. But if you know me, you know that me and asking for help, they're two different things. So I'd rather die than ask for help. I wait to the last of the last minute and then it's not be an emergency and then it's just be a whole thing. Something I could have asked for since. And so that's just my opinion. But in a way, yeah, going there. But yeah, I think I live here now. You know, I wake up every day and I wake up and I say that.
You say an Angela. I was called Los Angeles. So what did they call them?
I think I live here now. You know, it's the wildest thing I've ever done. I'm so scared, guys. Like, I'm honestly, every day. I'm homesick because it's like 8 hours, you know. So it's a thing where, like, if I want to call my friends to rent or cry now, these niggas are sleeping. So I've learned to, I bought a journal, you know, I record videos. I want to talk to myself, you know, and like it's crazy, but at the same time, I know that in some delusional way, shape or form, I know that this is the final leap I've been waiting for since in my career. This is what will now finally like give me the kidney I've been looking for since, because I feel like yes, I've been shooting in Lagos, yes, I've shot in London, yes, I've shot in Milan, you know, I haven't taken American stage. And the American stage, in my opinion, is the best, is the top, is the first in the world. Everybody looks at America to say.
It's the hardest to break into, and it's the biggest.
So, my dear, I want a piece of that pie, you know? At the end of the day, I haven't finished it. I think to myself, I want to shoot the cover of a magazine. And that's the last goal for 2022 I said I wanted to do that I haven't done. To be honest with you, I think me and Iman already had discussions about this. I planned to move, actually, but like not even now. Well, I think... Next year, 2 years from now, that was the plan. That was literally the plan. But, you know, as God will have you to, my dear, here I am. So, that is my circle. That's my talk.
Mad though.
So, so, so it
So,
doesn't mean, so
in
I've
case you,
moved, I've moved. It doesn't mean like I will never visit Nigeria again.
in case you're
It's so
interested,
stupid. It
you
doesn't
have
mean I'm, it doesn't
moved.
mean I will visit Nigeria again. Hopefully sometime next year I will come back. If you check what Brendan and Obi is saying right now, you'd want to laugh into hysteria. So
Why are you calling all those big airlines? Better look for Royal Air Morocco and just
so as I'm here like this
package
now,
inside
inviting me
them
to Lagos
because.
for work, it has to be business and it has to be good.
You hope you are listening though. Levels
I'm
don't change.
international. It's committing good
Well,
decisions.
I'm still where all of you left me, so don't worry. You can just send me any flight ticket. I'll
If
carry it
you,
like that and go.
that's not talking my dear. That's it.
I have not. Really not. But I think, I mean, I think to be fair, you might not have noticed the moves you were making while you were in Lagos, but they were also pretty risky. They were big steps for the time, so I think it only makes sense because I think at a point in time there was nothing much left here for you. So I was like, yeah, if they but and also having an American passport is very helpful because the reason why I'm still here is because the US Embassy has decided to not give out visas anymore. But I think LA was the next moving step. So I'm happy that you are moving up in the world. And when you get to Didi's house, please let me know. That's when me, I will come and fly over when that invite comes. But until then, I will wait for my visa. On my end, let me see. Where do I even start? I feel like I don't even know when last I re-recorded a thing. But I'm still in Lagos. Nothing has really changed on this side. Let me try and think carefully. I think, to be honest, I'm still in. I know it seems like I said, that like I always say, for the past 2 or 3 years, I've just been confused as to what direction I'm going in and what I'm doing. And I think I find that that's always the case because you can't see yourself and how the moves you're making are adding up and blah 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 blah. So it always looks like you're not doing anything. So to me right now, I feel like I'm not doing much. But since we last spoke, I've done another short film that we did in Ondo State. I'm doing another one with Sonia next month. But I still feel like I don't know. I think part of it is also because most of my friends, shout out to Denola and Bayo as well, have either moved or are moving or are not around. So there's just a lot of change that's going on that's causing disorientation. Is that a word? Disorientation. Disorient. Well, English people know it. And it's a weird balancing act because for me personally, I find that I no longer have time to like, how do I say this now? It was easier when everyone was around to keep in
Yes,
touch and to reach out and to balance what I had to do. But now it is requiring an extra effort to remember to message or to call or to do any of that. So like I'll blink and like 2 months have gone by and I haven't spoken to anybody and I'm like, oh my God. And like, but at the same time, like there's so much that's happening in the months leading up to my 30th that the anxiety of
for me,
turning
that's
30
true.
has finally caught up
Jesus.
with me. I'm turning 30 in 5 months, and that
But oh
anxiety
my
has caught
God,
up
just
with me.
me who? We'll talk
My
offline. We'll
dear.
talk offline. We'll talk offline. We'll talk offline. Oh
So
my God.
that anxiety
Okay.
is here because I've been saying, oh, I don't feel any different. Almost this I'm feeling this one, and I think it's just many conflicting ideas and trying to balance the way we've been raised as Nigerians. Like you should have moved out of your house, you should own this, you should have this, what your father was doing by 30. By 30, my father had
I'm so
both
sorry.
me and my sister. if I'm not mistaken. I think. No, yeah, that's just me.
My
By the
father
time
had
he
me at
was like 28.
28 too. Oh my God, twins.
Yeah, same,
Oh
28.
my God,
So
twins.
just like so it's unique
Unique.
because marriage is definitely not on my mind. Marriage is definitely not on my mind. Children are not on my mind at this
Unfortunately.
time. And well, fortunately, because they will starve. I can't even feed myself. So I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing. And I think like that saying that they always say in the plane that you should wear your life vest before you wear others. The only way I can see out of this, and which my therapist has echoed,
Who is your
is
therapist?
that, my dear, because we are back in the therapy
Indeed,
session, so
indeed.
because
Shout out to
yeah,
her.
who is that?
Indeed, now,
Who
indeed.
is that? Oh no, it's oh it shouldn't even go back to her, because no, I've been using someone that's quite expensive. Let me switch. Thank you for
Yeah.
reminding me about NDD, NDD. So I will send her a message actually. But basically, the situation where like if I don't get my shit together internally, I'm not going to be able to be helpful or functional for anybody else. So it's been very hard just like having to, because it does seem to many people like I have pulled away and receded. I'm just like it's quite
No,
overwhelming.
you're in the gym working on your
I can't
fitness.
list everything here. That's the
You're
next
not
thing
a
I was
gym. You're
going
not a
to
gym.
school.
What's
So it's
your
like
job? You're not a gym
gym
rat.
rats. But it's just like, so again, so with the gym coming back in, I think the past 6 months, I've been in the gym consistently for 6 months. I think this is the longest and most serious I've been. And it was just because like I needed something that was that I could control and that was constant. And it's because I was literally spiraling. Like literally, I will spend days in my bed. Wake up, drink water, go to the bathroom, and lie down in bed again, doing absolutely nothing. My grad school applications were overdue. I was supposed to have already gotten into a school by this point because I started my application since last year. But just like so much was just like seeming pointless and just like not moving. And funny enough, it was, I think it wasn't around the time that Kid Fury also had his own episode,
Oh my God,
but
didn't so didn't I see
listening
him in
to
his own right
him,
now? But I've seen him like twice.
I'm happy. He's now a product of Isare Studios, so I'm
True.
very
Oh,
happy
continue.
for his
So sorry,
ministry.
continue.
I think like it's just seeing the path I'm following is a path I feel is unique. Again, I shall be using that word very often.
Oh, sorry.
And I don't find that there are many people, especially in Nigeria, who are following that kind of path. So people like Kid Fury and Chriso, other people who are doing like podcasting and merging it with some kind of media and entertainment things are like kind of the blueprints I'm trying to follow. And also understanding that like Kid Fury and Co are like knocking on 40 at this point, and it took them a while to get to this level of success. So also trying to pace myself to be like, you
It's
know
a
what, you
journey,
still
not a
have time. But at the
destination. It's a
same
journey, to
time,
be honest with you.
yes, but the issue with that now is you also don't want to be lazy, because I will acquiesce that there's also some laziness in this situation. But it's like it's just so many moving parts that like I don't have a clear answer yet. But I welcome you all on this journey on figuring out what the hell I'm doing. I don't know where this is going. I've tried to have conversations with different people. My parents are doing the best I think they can, but you know, they don't really understand. And their own ending goalpost is you must end up in an office. So when my plans don't succeed, I feel like they're low-key happy. Because they think that's bringing me back to a 9 to 5, but that's never going to happen. Unless I'm literally homeless, I'm not doing a 9 to 5 again. I'm so sorry. I absolutely cannot work in a bank or any such corporation because One day I will just take off my clothes and lie down in the middle of the office. That's what will happen. I can't do it again. But yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm starting a writing class this weekend. I'm just like, I always just try to keep learning stuff on the internet, even if I don't feel like working. So I'm always doing 10 master classes and all these things every time. Best in master class, best in acquired knowledge that will not be used. So that's it.
Well, here's what I'll say. I'll say, from what you just said, I feel like kudos to you for being consistent with the gym. Because if any other thing, we are superficial people, and you know, once you do good, you feel great.
My dear, and the results help you.
So, hallelujah for that. Secondly, kudos to you on shooting another film with Halo in the Mandalorian. And I think there's something you posted, I'm not sure if you said it here, but you posted it on the group chat about something.
Oh, we won an award, Shunya's film won an award, best short film at some film festival. So that's also good.
So as you can see, the thing is, I feel like I'm as I'm speaking, I'm speaking to myself in the same way that you never see your own growth yourself with your eyes. It's not possible. Like I've just, I've understood that. Like you never see it by yourself. It's people who have either seen, they knew you before, prior to, or like along the way, that will be like, oh my God, bitch, look at what you're doing now. Let me give you an example. So what, 4 or 5 years ago when we met, if I had said, almost individually, you just be like, all right, girl, cool, sure, okay. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But like now, it only just makes sense that I have to be here. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So, like I said, you are growing, but you just don't know. But it's the same way it grounds you, just so that you don't get over your head. But at the same time, like, just tell yourself that, be delusional, you love stress, be like, listen, you can't see it now, but everybody else can see it. So you just keep working.
That's I'm telling you, I need that delusion.
I have come to the opinion that in this life, to succeed and not have a mental breakdown, you have to have some form of delusion. Some form. If you watch Sheets Creek like Moira, like I channel Moira every single day of my life. I'm not joking. I channel Moira, less Kanye West, please. I'm telling you. So I feel like you'd be good at the end of the day. It might look crazy now, especially just because based on the fact that everybody is like doing their own separate thing now. Do you understand what I mean? So
everybody is elevating, and it's like
I feel like everybody's, we're no longer together. Like, so we don't have that usual, like, let's say, all right, Saturday, let's all go and see, and let's just debrief. Do you understand? We don't have those days anymore where everybody thinks on and say what they're going through, and then everybody at least like physically advice and physically, like, there's a difference in like phone and being there physically. Just you feel the comfort, a hug, a shake, a talk, you shall feel supported. Just so I feel like it's difficult going through shit now that you are almost alone, but it's not the same. Do you get what I mean? So you'll be fine, I promise.
Well, or not, and I will be on the streets. They will see where life will. Well,
if you're ever in LA and you need a bed, I have you.
Literally, the US Embassy has said we're not giving you visas to anybody. So I've been waiting for a year. If anyone has any plug, I'm sure
there's smuggle cocaine. Enter inside the gun.
We'll have to ask Tinubu about that too. I don't know anything about the drug trade. But I might be in London. I do like and like part of the thing is like I don't want to travel without having just for holiday, because I feel like that's like I want to travel to be making money, not to go on holiday. Like if I want to go on a vacation, I can go on a vacation.
We'll be
have I spoken about Zanzibar and all those things? No, but anyway, I've been traveling. Small, not it. Much as we I usually do, but I've been to Zanzibar for my sister's birthday, and that was fun as well. But yeah, shout out to the gym. My clothes can't fit me anymore, so that's always great. I will be looking for a tailoring service. And also, what else? I think that's all my update too. I might be in London soon, I'm not sure. Depending on what happens, but otherwise I'll still be here in Nigeria. I'll be sitting down and hopefully trying to relaunch this. So if you've been wondering, part of this whole situation, I think like with the there's been a drastic change in the podcasting space worldwide, and I think in Nigeria
Need to
specifically.
share.
That's all I will say
You don't
about
care to
that,
expand?
but it has caused a lot of to be honest, I think like both Mikey and I have a mindset that's a bit more laid back when it comes to this program, to be very
Good.
honest. Because I was thinking the other day, like because I like to tell myself that I have this
Love this
business,
thing.
but
I love it.
honestly, I
Normally,
just want to
so for
like.
me, honestly, and it's so crazy. I honestly viewed, because even when I started generally, I'm just like, I went to listen to like other episodes of us, especially like, I always go back to the New Year episode. Because that day I was just saying nonsense. I literally was just spitballing. And that's how I knew that.
Please don't
When
kill
I mean,
me.
that's how I knew, like, there's power in my mouth too. There's power in the tongue. I don't think for like, as in, I don't just speak anymore like that. Okay.
Yeah, okay, manifesting.
No, but honestly, there's a voice that, there's something I'll play. I'll send you later. My very first best friend, Jesse Bankole, shout out to him in GSS2. When I told him I moved to LA, he said, Michael, the first day we met as in school, I was telling everybody that, well, I'm not here for long, you know, because at that point in time, this was my father,
I'm
this was my
screaming.
parents sent me to Nigeria now. Do you understand? As in, I thought it was in summer, so they sent me. I was telling everybody, and the thing is, I forgot. He said, I was telling everybody in school that, oh, I'm just here for GS2. I'm just here for GS2 only. By next year, I'm going to LA. I'm going to be in LA. I'm going to be in LA.
From Leila, and they
You
never
know?
left.
So what I mean by that is, I take this seriously in a sense where, like, this is sharp, my diary. Do you understand? We've come here on this plane every day and we've said what our hopes are, what we want to do, what is stressing us. And the thing is, sometimes if you go back and listen to it, there are different times. I wish sometimes you can even be like more deeper so that it's be more meaningful in the sense where, like, remember like last year, all the problems you had, or like during that time when you had like the breakup and the whole thing, and you thought, okay, God, how can I like
Child,
what I what I no, no.
when I listen to that
What I mean by
episode,
that
I
is
laugh.
that at that point in time, it seemed like there's no hope
It
for
seemed like it
tomorrow.
was so
It seemed like
all-consuming.
this is where you're lasting, this is the end of your life, this is the bus stop. Do you understand? But if only you had seen like yourself 2 years from now, where you'd be producing film, you'd be winning awards. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that's why I'm just delusional, like I said again now, to be like, if only what I know, what if only we know what next year is going to look like. That we are just here crying on the phone saying, I don't have money for my rent right now. I'm about to pay October
My
for kids.
dear,
If you see me on the road,
Jay-Z
if you
might
see
just
me
knock
on
on
the
your door
road, if you see
tomorrow,
me on the
and there's
road,
it.
please just respect yourself. I don't take any clashes. I will slap you
Please greet LA. LA listeners, please
because
go
I'm
and
paying for I'm
disturb
looking for
him.
rent. I'm
Please
looking for
send
rent.
him money.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? So like, if only you know, if only you know what the future holds, you will not really be bitching about things. So that's just why I feel like I love this, just so that eventually I'll be like, girl, look at us. Like, look at us here crying for stability. Do you know what I mean? Because I know that eventually we'll
My
still be the
dear,
standard. It's in the works. So
but I'm not saying that from like a business hat. Is it's it's if there's anybody out there who is good at business and
experiment.
marketing savvy, because I'm good at marketing others but not
I'm good
myself,
at just
sadly.
talking, my dear. That's
So
my honor.
I would like to switch. Anyway, yeah, so we definitely need a new home, Sha. So if anybody is offering any podcasting home things, please let me know. And also I'm going to reach out. I have already reached out to some business people because
They
we
are begging now, so that you beg your future.
exactly, and we are back now because once
Thank
everything clicks again, Omo, it will be a different story. But I'm happy that you guys are still listening. I check the listens from time to time, and we're getting new listeners or people are re-listening.
Really?
Yeah, so
Inventions?
it hasn't dropped significantly, even though we have been away for half a year. But thank you for those who are still listening. But
Really appreciate, honestly.
what has dropped are the donations, you know, dears.
I really want screaming shukran now. Me see. Forget that I've been saying before. Please shukran, shukran, shukran.
So if you would love to support the body ministry,
you're the one that you're in the house, man. So you cannot kick you out.
Dear please, I've always been in this house. I have been in my father's house since so.
I'm screaming.
So guys, you know, let the as you give, so will you be given unto. You will not be abandoned in your time of need.
Jesus, move me. Please, delete this thing. Delete this nonsense. Back. I beg, I'm not begging. You fucker, someone here. Are you crazy?
Oh, God. But anyway, yeah, that's just it. So hopefully we'll be able to kick off the new wave in the Ember months. The Ember months are always nice. So let's see what we can do to end the year strong. I have some exciting.
They've lost their, like, just a couple of my friends have lost their dads, and it's just so sad. Like, not to make things dark, but just everybody, please be careful this coming months. I beg, because like December death, I think, will please.
Yeah, I think just like, especially if you're in Nigeria, or even the whole world is upside down, but if you're in Nigeria, especially. As things are getting more hard economically, because you know, I didn't mention anything about Nigeria this whole episode. Thank God, like this is a first, but I guess now I have, so no more. The elections are really close. I'm happy that Peter Obi has gained a lot of steam and ground. I hope it's enough. I have my PVC, I know who I am voting for. There's only one candidate in this election, like I keep saying. So guys, just be careful as you're going out. If you're in Nigeria, if you're in Lagos, Abuja too seems to be having a lot of murders. Like, it's so wild now. I just stay in my house most of the time. But yeah, that's it, guys. That's what we've been doing. Do you have any affirmations that you want to speak into the universe moving forward? I want to speak getting my American visa. Personally, so I can leave this place. And I also want to speak a big feature film project by the end of the year. So those are my two affirmations I would like to put forth into the universe. So, you know, Jesus, Shango, Thor, anybody who is listening, please.
Oh, wow.
Please.
the first person Jesus said, Sean, you know what, America said Thor.
Exactly, because Jesus is the first, so you know, yeah.
I can't forget where I heard where they stole. I don't know if you heard that before, that Marvel stole Thor from Shango and then Ogun from Iron Man or something like that. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, so I mean, but is there some truth to the fact that the Greek gods and the Roman gods were stolen from the African gods because they're very similar? If you look at them, so that might be true. I haven't researched it, but I won't be surprised. You know, shout out to Queen Elizabeth. Rest in peace, girl.
Yeah, no, that is Mr. Sumi. I can see my mind.
The evil you have done is enough.
Deep girl, the rest on. You know the thing. So since I've been here, you laugh at me, Shabbat. Since I've been here, I've made friends. Shout out to the friends I've made, you know. And I've been wilding now. We did a lot, to be honest with you.
But, we can see. We are seeing it.
I want to show you cover a magazine. I want to show you cover a magazine. I want to be able to at least have an agent. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to have a manager, an agent. Maybe not sign. If I'm not signed, at least an agent. Some person that can just be bringing me.
Organize.
And I can be saying yes or no. I want to be able to finish my website and my LinkedIn page by the end of the year. Jesus Christ, please, please, please help me. That's it. To be honest, that's it. I'm very content. I'm very
satisfied.
I'm very satisfied with, like, yes, one is really enough to take care of me for like 2 or 3 months. You know, I'm God so good, but now I'm still feeling off my boy. So
I love it.
I'm not greedy. I don't want too much. Do you understand? So just, I want to be able to put my foot through the door. For next year, I don't know if it's crazy if I say this, but there's a job I would like to get. The Vanity Fair, Oscars.
Okay.
So you know, like, after the Oscars, there's always this Vanity Fair after party, right? And like people just so, and they're like official photos. Last year it was Coelemon who did it, and I would love to do it. So just whispering to everybody's ear here now that please, do you know of Vanity Fair? Do you know of the Oscars? Please tell them I want to shoot something. So honestly, I would love to shoot that because it's such a, in my opinion, a cheat way to shoot all these big actors and have them all your, as in all these Oscar winners. This as in your portfolio is good and great. Do you get what I mean? Eventually, I would like to shoot Daniel Kaluuya, who has an Oscar now. Do you get what I mean? So I think they're trying to make Afrobeat a category. So if Burna, by God's grace, wins, I think I shot a Grammy winner. So he's meaning a Tony and an Emmy winner that I have to shoot. So I would like to do that before the end of next year.
I think Emmy
So
will be just go and find Quinta. Find Quinta quick, quick.
I know twice already, I told
I
you.
know, I know.
When
Quinta is the
oh
Zin.
my God, I've shot, no, since I've been here, I've shot, wait, I've shot Quinta already.
Ah, oh yeah, EGOT. Ego, remaining T.
What does he have? Yes,
Damson Idris.
Idris.
I mean, he hasn't won anything, even though he should
Yeah.
have. He's been robbed because he's doing a very good job on Snowfall, but he's probably won some like Urban Awards. But I don't think
So
he's won any.
to be fair, I've shot, okay, I've shot an Emmy winner. So that's what you call it, Quinta, right? I think I'll, you know, I think I'll actually post those photos. I'm not posted there.
He's remaining
So those are my
T. So
goals.
Tony, you have to go to New York, sir, because that's where Broadway is. So, but yes, okay,
Jumper.
that
I'll
might
just go
be.
and
Ooh,
shoot Jumper Hutton and call it a day.
that would be a good one, though. And
What's up?
her new TV show is really good. But anyway,
I've been
on that
seeing clips.
note,
Guys, I've been seeing clips. Oh my God, guys, we missed you. I actually do miss this. I still forgot my tell. This is
My
crazy.
dear, it
Man,
wasn't
I'm a craft.
until I entered the recording, I was like, actually.
No, I do. This is
That's
a
been too long.
it's more therapeutic for as in, it's more therapeutic for us than them. Yeah, they don't even know. I swear. Like I feel like we need this more than this man's season, I
Quite
swear.
honestly.
I swear.
Quite honestly.
Only if I'm being honest, I swear.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, we'll be back. We are here. It's okay. We
We're
will be
here
all
and
right.
we're, you know. Oh
If you haven't watched The Woman King, please go and remedy that. I know there's some controversy around that film, but I'm looking forward to watching that. If you're in Nigeria, we have
you?
Brotherhood. No, I haven't seen. I'll hopefully be able to go to the cinema. I went and it was sold out last week, and I only have like 1 or 2 free days to go to IMAX because the traffic in Lekki is ridiculous. So I will try and go this weekend. I want to watch Brotherhood and The Woman King. Abbott Elementary is also back. So you guys, that's like it's literally still my best show in life. If you're depressed, just watch Abbott Elementary. It will help you greatly. And also there's a new Showmax Nigerian show called DJ. That's also pretty good. I watched the first episode yesterday. So, dears,
The day is over.
now the day is over. Night is drawing near. Shadows of the evening
It's 12:23 p.m.
steal
What
across
time
the
there?
sky. It's 8:30. So actually, I'm going to have to force myself to sleep in 2 hours because I have an early day tomorrow. Probably won't happen, but let's try.
Work.
I have to wake up. I'm producing someone's podcast tomorrow. Fun times. So let's
Get
get
that
that.
check.
There's no check involved. There's a labor of love, but you know.
God. You
What?
labor of love. What's your business?
I'm doing free work.
Descend
But yeah,
us,
guys, thank you so much for listening. Remember to like and follow and share and all those good things. If you
let's
can,
go.
if you have any resources of any kind to share with us.
Please, I'm poor. I'm actually dead. Let me
Also,
need that soon.
let us know and shout out again to everybody who has messaged or commented or said hi, hello. It's been very helpful. And we will see you the next time.
Don't hold your breath, bitches.
Goodbye,
Bye.
guys.